Bunked in the Halakha Perek.
We start today, Perek Chet in Masechet Shviit. So we're up to the first Mishnah. Klal Gadol Amru B'Shviit. So we continue now with the Inyonim of Shviyas in terms of the overall concepts of what things have which day. So our Klal Gadol that we had in Perek Klal Gadol, the original. So we said there that the halacha is the things that are Baichu B'nei Adam, those are used for have Kedusha Shviyas, and if there is something that is Kolam in Ha'ilan, then they have Kedusha of Shviyas in terms of Bior, and so on. Now the question is, what are the dinim of Kedusha Shviyas? So the Klal Gadol of Kedusha Shviyas, fundamental thing, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us that it was given to us, Le'ochla. Le'ochla means that the purpose of things that are edible is for us to eat. But this means, as we were derish, la'achla, and not to do business with, it's not for schora. But more importantly, in terms of the detail, is that it has to be the most effective use. So la'achla also means not for purposes, if it's not a dye stuff and it's an edible stuff, so then it would be, don't use it for dye. If it's a food stuff and you want to turn it into something that you're going to use, but you're not going to use it for food. You'll use it, for instance, to make a hot poultice for a chest cold. You can't do that. So, klal gadol amru b'shviit, something that is miyuchad from ma'achal adam, and it's used specifically for people to eat, not to even to feed to animals, ein osin mimenu melugma la'adam. So, you cannot use it, and you can't take. There are many things that are used, even many of the grains are used as a poultice, or used to be. We don't do this anymore, but it used to be very, very popular. And you're not allowed to make a malugma for that. So that since it's used for food, it's considered to be a secondary use that is being mevatel. The whole point of the shviyas being miyuchad for you, the ein tzarich lomar lebeima, obviously you can't use it to do a refua, a malugma on an animal, that's for sure. Kosha enu miyuchad l'ma'achal adam, but there are things, when it says for an animal over here, by the way, does not mean only that you can't use it as a malugma, that's for sure, but it also means you're not even allowed to feed it to an animal. Kosha enu miyuchad l'ma'achal adam, but if it's a type of thing that is not special, humans will eat it, but it's actually used as animal feed, most popularly. So that osimi menu melugma la'adam, you can make it into melugma for an adam, and obviously you can feed it to an animal. Avalola behema, you cannot use it as a melugma for the behema. So each thing, basically, we go from one level, it has to be its highest level. And where do we learn that from? That behema food can't be made into a malugma for a behema. Why not? Because it also says, "Vili v'emtecha v'lachaya asher be'artzecha tiyeh kivol tevuata le'echo." So therefore, the din of le'echo applies even to v'emtecha. Now, that's the second part of the klal. The third part of the klal, "Kol she'ino miyuchad lo l'ma'achal adam." So something that people look at as being an all-purpose kind of thing. Sometimes we'll use it to put it under our ovens to be a fire or to heat the house, or we'll give it to the animal to chew on in the barn. Or sometimes it's something that can be used directly by the Adam. Then it depends what it is that you wanted to do with it. So then, chashav alav l'machal adam v'l'machal beima. So now, when you pick this, you have in mind a particular purpose. So suppose your purpose was that you're going to use it for both. You're going to use it for people food, for animal food. So then it gets both chumras. Not nimalav chumrei adam v'chumrei beima. And in the Yerushalmi, it says that, what does that mean? Chumrei adam v'chumrei beima. That food that is miyuchad for people, since people prepare their food by cooking, so even though cooking may waste a certain amount of the food, but that's considered to be the way that you prepare it for the Adam. So that's fine, but animal food isn't cooked. So therefore, since you were miyached this in your mind for both purposes, you're not allowed to cook this. Because as Yerushalmi says, that's not the normal way to prepare food for an animal. So it has both chumas. Suppose at the time that you picked it, you were picking it in order to burn it. So chashav alav la'etzim, harei oke etzim. So then it does not get a din of Kedusha Shvius at all, because then it means that you were going to burn it. That's not the function. Something that is not food does not have a din of Shemitah. So let's examine what type of things would be like that. Kegon hasi'ah, v'ha'ezov, v'ha'kuranit. Again, I can't tell you that I know what these, I mean, I know how they translate them in the books where they give you the names of the things mentioned in the Mishnah and so on. But so, I mean, it's called pennyroyal si'ah, but I don't really know what pennyroyal is. I mean, you could see the picture on the Google, of course.
I just posted from Rav Felix. I just said on the WhatsApp from Rav Felix's Yerushalmi.
No, yeah, there's plenty of places to get the info, but I don't relate to the plant because I can't. It's never clear enough for me to really connect it to something that I see in the field. So, okay, but Rabbanea posted. So pennyroyal, azov, of course, we know azov, which normally we translate as hyssop. Kuranit, they translate as savory. Okay, so these kind of things are at times ma'achal adam, at times ma'achal beima, and at times they're used simply as etzim. So these are just example of things that are dependent on the way that you were thinking about them when you went ahead and you picked them. So continues the Mishnah, Perek Chet, Mishnah Beit. So in general, Shvius is given to you to use for three main purposes. You can use it for eating, so it's Nitna L'Achila. You can use it for drinking, and you can use it for sicha. Because remember that the Torah compares those things, and that's all considered to be la'ochla. Now, if, as we saw before, if it's something that is generally used for a different type of purpose, which humans use, which include the purposes of dyeing or the purposes of fuel, so you're allowed to use those things, even though it's edible. So suppose you have oil. Oil is very fundamentally used for energy, not simply for eating. So over there, it doesn't limit the eating only to eating. So what would be the determination of how we use things? So you're allowed le'echol davar shedarko le'echol. Something that is normally eaten is what you are supposed to be eating. But I mean, if it's not normally eaten because of its current status, so it smells or it's not the kind of vegetable that you would like to eat because it's all withered, so then you do not have to maintain the Kedusha Shvius of eating it. This is not something that I eat. Or it also means in the way that it's normally eaten. If it's normally eaten by cooking, then you're not even allowed to eat it raw because that's not its primary way mode of consumption. So it's the primary mode of consumption that determines how to use it. So, lasuch davar shedar kol lasuch. If it's the type of thing that you normally would rub your skin with, so then that you can use. Lo yasuch yayin v'chometz, but that means that you, even though you may sometimes want to do that, but you can't, even though it's a sicha, but it's not as much of the normal usage. So I understand that oil, it's normal usage. It's not normal to rub your skin with wine and vinegar. So it may sometimes be done in order to get alcohol on a sore or whatever, but you're not allowed to do it. Avosachu et hashemen. Shemen, which is normally used for sicha, that's considered to be a primary purpose. Now, we have these kind of dinim in other areas as well. Because you have truma, for instance, right? So v'chein truma or meiser sheni, there too you're not allowed to be mafsid, and you can use them for the same way, for achila, for shtia, for sicha, and you are even allowed to use it for, in certain times, for hadlaka. But it's not as easy to deal with truma and meiser sheni as it is with shmita, because shmita, kal mehem shvi'id, Shvi'is is more kal than Truma and Maaser Sheni, because Shvi'is, you're allowed to take regular oil, even if it's completely edible and it's tahar. In the case of Truma, the Truma oil that would be tahar, you wouldn't be allowed to burn. But Shemitah is nitna l'adlakat haner. So you're allowed to use it even to burn, because that's a primary usage. Masha Einkein, when it comes to Truma, Truma that's tahar cannot be burned. Only Truma that is tamei, that you're not allowed to use in one of the primary ways of achila, shtia, or sicha, that you're allowed to burn. And the same thing is true, lo bi'arti mimenu bitamei, even when it comes to maaser sheni. So there you're not allowed to use maaser sheni oil even when it's tamei. So over there, it's machlokas, whether it's even or only. But in any event, certainly Shemitah that can be used under all circumstances as a primary purpose of it, you're allowed to use it as burning. That is a big kula over and above the dinim of Maaser Sheni and of Truma. Mishnah, Perekhet, Mishnah, Gimel. So we have the other issue of la'achla means la'achla, the lo l'schora. Now the question is, okay, we already talked before in the previous parak, what's the din of schora, where you're coming to sell it not to do business with it, not to make a profit on it, you're coming to sell it because you have leftover, happens to be that you have stuff that you had picked, you were going to eat it, you wanted to spread it around, and now you want to go ahead and sell it. You can. But you can't sell it the way you normally sell. We found this concept also in other places, Benogea Kochim, where you're allowed to sell, but you can't sell kiderech hamochrim. And the same thing is true over here. You could sell, but not bederech mechira. So therefore, ein mochrim peirot shvi'it lo b'mida v'lo b'mishkal v'lo b'minyan. You're not allowed to sell it by the measurement, or by the weight, or by the number. Instead, it has to be sold ba'omed. Ba'omed means approximation. So what would you, by lot, meaning, and okay, so what would you pay me for this lot? So therefore, and this is true even if it were something that is normally sold, let's say by number, you can't sell it by weight, normally sold by weight, you can't sell it by volume, it's only sold by lot. So that way you'll know, this of course is a derabbanan, but that way you'll know that you shouldn't be nichshal in inyanim of mechiras shvias. And you can't just switch between one modality and another modality. So for instance, you're going to sell figs instead of selling them by weight, which is the norm. So you say, okay, I'll sell it to you by number, by pieces of figs. Or you can't sell veggies, which you would normally sell by the bunches. You can't sell them by weight, and so on. No measuring, no weighing, no counting. Lot, and only lot. Not only that, but now there's a machlokas about whether you even have to basically use a different packaging. And it would be clear that this is, I'm engaging in this not as the material is normally packaged. Of course, in those days, I mean, the truth is, even today for vegetables, the packaging is essentially the way in which you bundle it. So you have a bundle of carrots, bundle of parsley. Don't even bundle it the way that it's normally bundled for sale in the market. So Beit Shammai omrim, af lo agudot. You're not allowed to sell it by bundling of any kind. Whereas Beit Shammai says, no, that's going a little too far. You're not allowed to sell it with the normal bundle for marketplace bundling, but something that you keep in your fridge by bundling. Of course, you're allowed to bundle it that way and sell it. So at Shadarkala, go buy it, ogdimoto bashok. So that some learn that this means the type of thing that you bundle in order to handle it that way, you're allowed to bundle normally. Others learn that it means the derech to be bundling, which is different than the way it's bundled for the marketplace that you would do at home, you're allowed to use that approach to bundle in the marketplace as well. What do we mean by that? We mean things like kreshin and netzach halav So leeks, Netzach Halav, again, I don't know what that is, but it's a type of milky plant. So those things you're allowed to bundle, because even in your home, you always will keep it in some kind of bundle. Perek Chet Mishneh Dalet. Now, there's another problem, and that is when you sell anything or exchange anything on Shemitah. Now, the exchange, the first level exchange, only first level exchange, takes on the Kedusha Shvi'is. So we say to this, therefore, okay, that's a pretty clear thing, but there's things that look like they're exchanges for the Perek Shvi'is, and they're not exactly exchanges for Perek Shvi'is. Do they also get the din of the Kedusha Shvi'is? So for instance, you say to a workman, Heloch Iser Zeh, here, take this coin, and then get out there, get me some Shemitah veggies. So there, the money that you paid him in that Iser is not an exchange for the veggies. It's an exchange for the work. So therefore, it doesn't have any Kedusha Shvi'is on it. It's not a problem. But suppose you would phrase it differently. Suppose you would say, take this Iser and give me for it, Lakotli Bo, Yerek Hayom. So you're basically exchanging the veggies that he picks for the Iser. Ah, but then that's a sale. That's not paying for the work. And so that would mean that it does get Kedusha Shvi'is. And there's Zecharo Asur. When we say it's Asur, and we don't mean it's Asur. We mean it's Asur to use it for anything but what the primary purpose would have been of the type of thing that you exchange for it. So if it's veggies, then you have to eat it. So you use that money. He's allowed to use the money. It's not Asur Ba'ana, but he has to use it to buy the same type of thing that is consumed in that way. And therefore, it has Kedusha Shvi'is. Let's take another example. So we said that you can't use Shemitah for purposes of business. Can you use Shemitah things to pay off money that you owe? No, because that's also a schora type of thing. So if you owe money, you can't bring that person payers of Shvi'is in exchange. Now, suppose you go into a bakery and you take a kikar that is normally worth a pundion. That was our standard kikar bapundion. Lokach min anachton kikar bapundion. And you say to the guy, listen, you know, I don't have anything on me right now, but when I get a chance to pick some veggies, I'm going to bring you some fresh veggies. That's okay. Because even though you're not allowed to pay the punyan that you owe with Shemitah, over here you're not saying, I'll pay you. You're saying, thanks for the bread, I'm going to give you some veggies. So it's basically not a real exchange. It's saying that you're so nice to me, and I really appreciate what you did. I'm going to bring you a bunch of flowers. That's basically what he's saying. So I'm going to bring you some veggies. But if you don't say that, and you take the bread, and the guy puts it on your credit, you know, then obviously you owe him the money. So then at that point, you can't come back later and bring in the veggies that you picked and say, okay, here's the veggies for the bread. That's paying up your credit bill. And therefore, lo yishalem lo bidmei shvi'i, you cannot use things that have Kedusha Shvi'is on it, or even if it's money. I mean, it's the same thing, because the money will have the Kedusha of the Paris that you exchange for that money. So even though, because it's fascinating, because l'chatchila, obviously, you could have used that money to buy the loaf of bread, because you're allowed to exchange Kedusha Shvi'is for something that would be eaten, and it's lo'achla. But once the bread turns into a debt, now you can't say, okay, I'm going to give you this for the bread. No, you can't do that either, because the only time you can do that is where you're actually exchanging this thing for, even if it's cash, for the food that's going to then have the Kedusha Shvi'is that you're going to consume. But you can't use it ex post facto as a business type deal in which now I'm going to pay up a debt that I was owed. It doesn't matter that it was owed for purposes of eating. I can't use it as a business exchange.